self-perpetuating. It's like the horizon, you know. You can go miles and miles, hundreds of miles, thousands of miles, millions of miles, and the horizon doesn't get any closer.
There does seem to be a lot of so-called spiritual support for focusing on the P, you know, the I was curious about that. There's a lot out there that says, you know, change your negative thoughts to positive thoughts and you know, focus on this and focus on that.
Well, and some of it may be very valuable. Some of it may be crap. And some of it may be the whole truth, and some of it may be a half truth. But what matters is, are you willing to recognize how the complaint list really works, no matter what anybody tells you? This is not stuff that's outside your personal knowing. This is stuff any intelligent adult, which includes everybody here, can easily determine for themselves. You can easily, in 20 minutes of thinking about it, you can pretty much identify that whole complaint list, no matter how lengthy it is, and you can pretty much come to a conclusion whether that characterization I gave of it, that it is self-perpetuating and never-ending, whether there's any merit in that or not. And at least for the, in relation to this conversation, this discussion, that's all that's needed. And if you're as smart as you look, a smart-looking buck, I don't see how you can come to any conclusion other than that that complaint list is bogus. It's just a pea under a mattress. It seems real valid until you start examining it. It seems like, yeah, my life should be better, I should have more money, I should have better sex, or whatever that's on the list. You know. It seems like those are natural and not weird thoughts. And the whole society will say you're right. Get a better job, get a bigger house, get a fancier car.
Don't stand near a tree.
Stand near a better tree. But it doesn't take a whole lot of introspection or a whole lot of self-examination or a whole lot of spiritual searching to be able to come to the sense that that complaint list is a piece of science fiction. You made it up. The truth is, there's nothing wrong when your car breaks down. You own a car, my God. Most people on this planet can't even dream of owning a car. So what's there to have a complaint about?